This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The cleanup could be extensive from damage in Louisiana caused by Hurricane Laura. The AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The mayor of Lake Charles says with all the damage, people who evacuated and are coming back should just look and leave. Stanley Hazelton decided not to evacuate.
There's businesses gone. There's people without homes. So it was dumb. I said, we'll never do it again.
Elizabeth Griffin Teachton decided to evacuate near Vinton, Louisiana.
It's 2020. What can you do?
She's glad she evacuated.
With the wind gust ripping the roof off and the wind itself is going to create a noise, that howling noise. You'll never be able to forget it, and it would haunt you forever.
One man said they need ice, water, blue tarps, everything you could associate with a storm. 2 hours ago, I'm Ed Donahue.
The police union issues an accounting of what officers say they think has led to the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Kenosha Professional Police Association has provided an account detailing what officers say led to the shooting of a black man last Sunday that sparked protests in Kenosha and further heightened tensions across the nation. The statement says officers made two separate attempts to incapacitate Jacob Blake with the use of tasers, but they were ineffective. Moments later, Kenosha Police Officer Rustin Shesky opened fire. Blake was shot seven times in the back with his three children in the back seat of the SUV. Blake's family says he is paralyzed from the shooting. The union statement says the officers responding to a domestic disturbance call were aware Blake had an open warrant for felony sexual assault. I'm Mike Gracia.
More than 835,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. Most of those deaths are in the United States, followed by Brazil. The number of worldwide infections is more than 24.6 million. This is VOA News. Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, loves hugging supporters and shaking hands in crowds, but even he appears to be spooked by the country's continued high rates of infection, shooing away fans. López Obrador visited the northern border city of Reynosa Friday and told an audience that he considers anyone who joins a crowd to see him as an opponent, not a supporter. On Thursday, in the nearby border city, he cut short one of his notoriously long speeches when he saw a crowd gather outside the event. López Obrador, however, almost never wears a mask. Face masks are now mandatory for everyone in Paris amid worries that that France could become a new virus hotspot. We get details from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Parisians head down into the Paris metro as city officials impose mask requirements everywhere in public instead of just in selected neighbourhoods. A fifth of French regions are now considered red zones where the virus is actively circulating. More than 6,000 new infections were reported on Thursday, up from a far lower figure of several hundred a day in early summer. The government, however, is sticking to plans to reopen all its schools next week, and the Tour de France is on. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
German doctors treating Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny for a suspected poisoning said Friday the dissident is in an induced coma, but his condition is unstable and his symptoms are improving. Navalny, a politician and corruption investigator who is one of Russian President Vladimir Putin's fiercest critics, fell ill on a flight back to Moscow from Siberia about a week ago and was taken to a hospital in the Siberian city of Omsk after the plane made an emergency landing. Last weekend, he was transferred to a hospital in Berlin where doctors found indications of inhibitors in his system, found in some drugs, pesticides, and chemical nerve agents. This type of inhibitor blocks the breakdown of a key chemical in the body that transmits signals between nerve cells. 44-year-old Navalny is being treated with an antidote. And actor Chadwick Boseman, who played black icons Jackie Robinson and James Brown before finding fame as the regal Black Panther in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, has died of cancer. He was 43. Boseman died at his home, according to his representative, in the Los Angeles area with his wife and family by his side. He was diagnosed with colon cancer 4 years ago, according to his family. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.